For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
And welcome back to the Eden Assignment. Holiday week, here we are, Thanksgiving. And I hope you'll remember your dear body over the next few weeks, as I will also have to take that into consideration. It's that time of year. Have to show a little bit of discipline. All right, well, many, many happy holidays and Thanksgiving to you and yours. Today I have an assignment, and it's about when people disappoint you. People, anybody. It could be family members. It could be a spouse. It could be your kids. It could be your friends you've had for a couple of decades. It could be someone you trusted at work. When people let you down, you know, I kind of get a kick out of things because I got to tell you, as a broadcast journalist, a career that I had for well over 20 years, I actually started in radio as a teenager and also now as an ordained chaplain. With the counseling that I do, I've been able to observe a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things, a lot of people, and a lot of reactions to people. And I have to tell you this, if you haven't figured it out, when it comes especially to social media, the majority of the time, the people who go out of their way to make a display of how incredible their family is and their family relationships, those are usually the people that are having the biggest problems. I'm not kidding. It's just been my experience. Usually people who feel safe, comfortable, and secure, they don't go out of the way to make a big social display of things. I don't know what that is if it's a subconscious thing, wishful thinking. I don't know. Not always, guys. But a lot of the time, I'm going to say most of the time, when you constantly see the clingy pictures, especially on social media, and you know what I mean by clingy pictures, there's usually a problem, a bigger problem than you'll ever know. Just saying that. Why is that? You know, if there's one thing as a chaplain that I've come to observe, that is that man is fallible. I don't care if that man is a preacher man, a chaplain man, woman, a martial arts instructor, the father figure, the head of the house. Man, as a human being, is a fallible being. And you will be let down time and time again. It's happened to all of us. But I want to challenge you on something. What if some of that is your fault? Now you're mad. You probably already turned my show off. But let me explain. If you understand human nature and that God is God and man is man, then you know that man will let you down time and time again. Don't care who it is. It could be your expectation of man that's letting you down. Especially some of us who have multi-black belts and are leaders and are the movers and the shakers, we have high expectations. We have high expectations of ourselves. Hey, we're no problem. We can deal with us, right? But it's other people. When we put expectations on them, that becomes the problem. Because man will let you down. I don't care who that man is. I see the word soulmate. Man, what an overused word. Soulmate. Your soulmate needs to be with you and God, first of all. That's prioritizing number one. Because God is faithful, okay? God won't let you down. Man will let you down. I have people going, I don't want to go to church. I really don't care if you go to church. Listen, it's no big deal to me. It really isn't. People who know me will tell you that. But don't complain about it. And don't say you're not going to a church or a religious institute because men are hypocrites, because you don't like the people. Hey, that's no excuse. If I don't go to church, That's not the reason why, trust me. Because people are hypocrites everywhere. I mean, and when you go to a religious, a holy place, whatever your holy place is, you need to set your eyes on God, not on man. Because if you start looking around you, making those judgment calls, man, you'll never go back to church. Disappointing. Because man will always let you down. There are many people who grew up in a situation in their childhood where people should have done their job. They didn't do their duty as a parent or a family member or whoever. They didn't do their job. And what that does, it creates a loss of trust. Listen, I'm raising my hand talking to you right now. It's a long journey to learn how to trust man. But in some ways, it's not that bad because you always know that people can let you down at the drop of a hat. People who aren't supposed to let you down can let you down at the drop of a hat. When you're fully aware of it, become very discriminating of who you tell what and who you trust. God has always been faithful. You know, I have a lot of people who argue that point as a chaplain. It's kind of funny. You know, when you go into chaplain, which basically is the title of a clinical pastor, when you go into that and you do counseling and things of that nature, it's almost like people look at you as God's answer man. You know, it's a lot of why God. You know, really, it is. It's like, you know, you're the consigliere on the Godfather, right? You have to be the go-between, and you have to like, you know, they're not really mad at you per se, but they kind of get mad at you because you are representing something that they're mad at. So it's kind of like that. When you voice your complaint to the complaint department of a local company, that person taking the call didn't really do anything, but unfortunately, that's their job, and they're gonna have to deal with it. So I fully understand that. But one of the biggest questions of no resolve that I get often is when people challenge me on my faith in talking about, well, God isn't faithful because I asked God for this and he didn't do it, or God did this or God did that, and, you know, are there kids starving in Africa? I mean, I've heard it all. Why does God allow bad things to happen? You know what? I'm going to go over that another show because I only have 30 minutes on this show. But I would like to go over that sometime. But when I say God is faithful, period, end of story. Let me try to explain why I tell you that with another story, okay? One of the hardest things that you have to do often as a chaplain is grief counseling, especially when a family has lost a child, an extremely unnatural death. And there is no way anybody can pass judgment on that because it is such insurmountable grief. And we who have our children, we can only imagine. It's probably the most difficult thing I've ever seen in my life is dealing with that kind of grief. There's almost no answer unless someone who's going through the grief is willing to be accepting of answers. But most of the time, I got to tell you guys, people who go through that type of grief, they're hanging on by a thread when it comes to their faith. A little thread. Everything they were taught growing up, every belief that they've had up to that point, it's on a thread. And that thread could break at any minute. When I was a reporter for an NBC affiliate in central Pennsylvania, nearby, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes away was an Amish community. Often would go there and do stories. They took a liking to me. And trust me, they don't usually do that. So maybe it's because I was respectful of them. I don't know. But I have done more than one story, stories in Amish country. Years later, a very unfortunate situation, an evil situation took place in that community where an active shooter came in and he literally executed several little girls that were in a schoolhouse. I mean, like 8 to 10-year-old girls, no rhyme or no reason. It was just demonic. It was just pure evil. That's the only way you can look at it. There was no reason to do that. The Amish community accepted it as evil, as is their faith. So one reporter asked the mother of one of these little girls on the day of her funeral and said, if you could say one thing to that killer, what would you like to say? This mother's answer to this day, I get chills when I think of her answer. She didn't even approach the killer, didn't even accuse the killer, because to her that was just someone who was being used for evil. Well, what she said was, you know, God brought my little girl into this world, and God decided to take her out. I will forever be on one knee, humbled, saying, not my will, but thy will be done, dear Lord. That was her answer. I still have to pause and think about that answer, because I've never experienced someone saying such incredible strength and courage in such a time of insurmountable pain and evil. I'm like, that, man, that is faith to the core, to be able to say something like that. So this is a woman, a mother, a grieving mother who truly believes that God is faithful. And if someone like that can still believe God is faithful, there's not a whole lot of excuses for anybody else. I got to tell you, that's my opinion on that. Listen, even in marriages, you know, you got to realize the person that's in your life, the partner, your life partner, your husband, your wife, or whatever, is a human being. I think after a few years, we all realize that, don't we, married people? Right? We get that, man. I mean, the best of marriages aren't perfect. First of all, if you don't know that, you know, don't believe what you see on social media. Nothing's perfect. Why? Because you got two distinct individuals with two distinct set of experiences that are trying to take one path. And, you know, it's like they're not a mirrored version of you. They're not androids. Remember that? Do you remember that movie, Stepford Wives? You know, it's not like that. People have their own triggers, their own makings and molding of them as a youth on. They don't just ditch that when they get married. Man, that's packed up in a suitcase. That comes with you. It all comes with you, babe. Every bit of it. So, well, there you go. You know, passion's a beautiful thing, but passion never lasts. And now you got this person that's on this journey with you. And I think a lot of people make a big mistake because they don't understand that just because there's passion and the passion has waned, it doesn't mean that you can't have a beautiful journey. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect at all. Somebody's got to bend. Somebody's got to be more patient. And you know what? I appreciate my husband for that, because that's not me. All right, my point is, I don't care who it is. Man is fallible. You can't put every single expectation you have on that other human being, on that mate, on that spouse, on that best friend. You can't put those expectations on them because they're fallible. I've had friends in my life, been friends for decades. You know what? I just thought the other day, I'm like, man, that friend really, what a disappointment. Man, I just can't believe it. I'm kind of a private person. I know I have 5,000-6,000 friends, but I don't really. I mean, I don't let a lot of people beyond that certain point. And even for me to do this radio blog, I tell you all the time, I'm a little uncomfortable doing it because I'm very private. But, you know, you have to stand in your truth, and that's my job before I leave this planet. I got to stand in my truth. I need to let people know what my experience of truth is. But anyway, regarding friends, you know, I let people in to a certain point after years and years and years, but even then I don't let them in completely. And a lot of it could be just the way I'm wired in my upbringing. I don't know. But I don't think it's such a bad thing, because I do know that, man, at any given moment of any relationship, I don't care if it's a marriage, a boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't care what the relationship is, just a good friend. Between two people in any relationship, one person can all of a sudden change their mind and be gone. And there's not a darn thing you can do about it. How about that? I'm talking decades could go by, and one person in any relationship could change their mind and be gone. People are shocked. Well, why are you shocked? Why are you shocked? That's the way men are. Man, not just men. I mean man. Mankind. Men and women. They're fallible. They change. They get triggered. Things click. They learn and they grow and they have experience and realize that they need more. They don't want what they have. Things change. Has that ever happened to you? Well, it sure happened to me more than once. And I'm going to tell you, God was faithful. For me, I will always tell you and humbly be on one knee saying, not my will, but God's will, and God has been faithful to me in the end. It wasn't fun. Hey, I went through the divorce thing and lost 30 pounds and got skinny. I did all that too at one time in my life. I was scared. I've been through all these things because of relationships that changed, that somebody wanted out of for whatever reason. It's not pleasant. But if you cling and you hold fast to your faith in your God, in the end, you'll be okay. Everything will be okay. If you're going through something right now, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving and a lot of people are so happy. And then a lot of people and probably even more people aren't, because it's a big fallacy. It's the cartoon. It's a Christmas carol. It's TV, it's social media, and things that aren't really true. And you wonder if what you have is normal. And you're like, well, my family's just bat crap crazy. Well, I believe you. But everybody's family is. It's cool you can get together. Sometimes you can't even do that. I mean, again, there's triggers and past experiences. You're bringing your suitcase to Thanksgiving dinner, guys. Yep. Everything that the family did to you is coming right to the dinner table on Thanksgiving. Why are you surprised that there's big blowouts at the holidays? Things happen. I mean, I'm not, don't be surprised. Man will let you down, guys, but God is faithful. And when you go to holy places to seek God, whether it's your church, your temple, whatever it is, you need to seek God. Don't look around. Don't look around at anybody. Who cares? Who cares what they're wearing? Who cares if they shook your hand? For me, I don't want people to shake my hand. See, I told you, I'm a little backward. I don't like people. That's okay. I like to sit in the back where I'm hoping people won't shake my hand. I'm not there for anybody to shake my hand. I'm there to seek God. Hey, but don't listen to me. I might get you in trouble with that stuff. I'm like that. I've come to accept myself as someone who's a little different, and I'm okay. I'm okay with it. I shake a lot of hands, but when I come to a holy place, I kind of like to be alone and with God and be surrounded by other people who believe in God, other people who are praising God in their own way. I like that, but I don't like the interruption of, hi, my name's Cindy. What's your name? I'm not interested, you know, so that's why I don't have a church, because I'm not good at that. Okay. All right, guys. Well, listen, you know, as we get into these last few weeks of the year, it's a major time of psychosis for a lot of people. If you can just remember these little baby steps here, I'm happy for you if you've got a great family and everything's beautiful. I'm so happy. Consider yourself blessed. So blessed that you had a good upbringing, if you did, and people laid the foundation for you. And your parents did what they were trying to do in every way, shape, or form to put you first and make your life a beautiful, pleasant experience. And I'm trying to do it with my own kid. I am. I go out of my way to try to make that happen. But you know what? Most of us, it ain't like that. Most of us, it's not. So you got to remember, don't look to your family members and your friends with expectations for the holidays. You know, you look to God. Remember his faithfulness to you. Man, I would be nothing without God. Absolutely nothing. I'm telling you the truth. I would be dead. I really would be dead. And I'll tell you that story sometime. But I can't now because I don't have enough time to actually go into that story, but trust me when I tell you, I should be dead. And when it comes my time to cross over, I will say, man, I got a lot more time than I was supposed to get. So this time, you know, if I'm on borrowed time, why does it not belong to God already? Yes, it does. It certainly does. You know, I hate to quote SpongeBob SquarePants and say, lower your expectations. Remember, people are people. And when you think you have found someone that you can bear your burden and your soul to, and it's another man, another human being, male or female, you need to be very, very careful. You need to be careful, and you need to switch that over to God. Father God, let it loose. Let it roll. Everything and anything. You know, the Bible says this verse, it says, pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean that you got to be on your knees praying 24/7, though. I know some people have done that. They're incredible people, man. I mean, they could literally levitate just by doing stuff like that. But that means to have a constant conversation with heaven, constantly in a conversation with God, always on your consciousness and in your mind, every minute of the day. I try to explain this to my teenager, my son. Try to tell him this. When you pray without ceasing, it's a constant conversation going on with God. It's before your test, say, God be with me for this test, that I do good. It's before every football game or wrestling match, God protect me. Let me perform my best. You know, whatever it is for you. You know, it's a constant conversation. God, I didn't like that. God, I like that. God, I don't understand. God, I'm just not getting it. God, I'm sorry I'm like this. I just, maybe you can help me understand better. A constant conversation. He's there for you. Always. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You are not alone. You're not alone. Some of the loneliest people I know are people who are at the top of the food chain. I don't know how else to say that. They've got it all. Millionaires are some of the loneliest people in the world. Some of the loneliest people in the world are surrounded by other people. Being lonely is not a state of how many people are in your vicinity. Being lonely is a state of your soul. You're either a lonely soul or you're not. That's the way I feel. It's been my experience. And when you're a lonely soul, you need to lower your expectations of people around you, and you need to look to God. You need to approach God and know that He is there for you, and your expectations need to be with Father God, always and forever. Don't forget that. There is no human being that can handle all this crap you're putting on them. Some of us. They can't do it. They can't correct the past. They can't be the dad you never had, the mom you never had. They can't do these things. It's too much. But God can. God can be all these things and more. Your best friend can't take the place of your husband or your wife, but God can. Closer than a brother. That's good. And that's what the good book says. Father God. And you need to keep Him closer than a brother. A lifetime journey, your spiritual journey. You know, we say in martial arts is a way of life. I know a lot of people put their kids in martial arts because it's like soccer and gymnastics. It's, you know, it kind of irritates us as karate instructors because it's not the little community sport thing for us. It's a way of life. We've chosen a certain path when we're a martial artist, to hold ourselves to a higher standard, to think in a different way, to have the discipline to do things that are right, even though it's not what we really want to do. We hold ourselves to a higher standard. Spiritually, you have to do the same thing. Hold yourself to a higher standard and make sure that you are in constant conversation with God and that you're putting expectations in heavenly places and not on earth with fallible men. Well, happy Thanksgiving! Hope I said something that at least triggered you and made you think a little bit there. And, you know, that's been my assignment for this week. I've thought about it all week. I actually put a lot of work into these blogs when I sit down and I think. I do a lot of prayer and meditation and try to figure out what it is that I need to say. And I'm hoping that there's somebody out there, you know, at the right place at the right time, is listening to this and needed to hear what I'm saying. Usually it does work out that way. You know, I mean, I don't know. I get a good response, especially on the Eden Assignment Facebook group page, where I post all of these radio blogs. You know, it looks like I'm getting a pretty good response, but how many people listen exactly, I can't tell you. I don't know. But it's okay. That's not my focus. If nobody listens, I would still have to do this because it has to be said. It has to be spoken into the atmosphere because it becomes very powerful. And if nobody listens, it's okay. I would still do this every week. It has to be done. It has to get out there. You know, it's just a higher spiritual understanding to understand what I just said. And you have your own higher understanding of what you have to do. It's not necessarily something that you may want to do. It shouldn't be uncomfortable for you, because if you're wired to do it, it will flow. And I am wired to do these kind of things, and it does flow really easy for me. Always has my entire life. But everybody has something that they contribute back. You know, when you first start your journey, it's all about you, isn't it? Me, 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 my life, me, good things for me, money, good relationships, good health, all me. You get to the point where you realize, if you want to get into the flow of how spirituality works, it ain't about you. It's about what you can do always to put back to help other people. True story. That's what we got to do. All right. I got 4 books out. I write for 2 magazines a month. You can Google me if you've never heard of that. I also have a product line out. You can Google that too if you want to see that. Century Martial Arts holds the licensing of 2 of my products. They copyright 2 of my products. They have a copyright on 2 of my books. And my other book is with Simon & Schuster McMillan. And my other book, I self-published. It's about a subject very dear to my heart and is a very misunderstood subject of suicide. So unfortunately, I have been touched more than once with it, in my own family even. But if that's your grief as well, please Google that book by Karen Eden Hurtman. All right? So Master Karen Eden, Master Karen, whatever, call me whatever you want. It all works. It's all me. I was actually pretty established as a writer before I got married, so that's why Karen Eden is still out there, and I still use it a lot because it's my pen name now. Has been well over 20 years. But if there's anything I can pray with you about, you know where to reach me. Yeah, I'm on the social media thing too. I'm looking at stuff too. I'm seeing stuff. I'm observing. I'm out there. I'm watching. I hope you have a very, very blessed, not just holiday season, but good life. But I'll be back next week, too, with another assignment. Until then, keep me in your prayers that I stay on my spiritual journey and do the right thing, and I'll do the same thing for you, okay? All right. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody. This is Karen Eden from the Eden Assignment, and I would like to tell you about a very special sponsor for the show, who also happens to be my longtime friend, Maria Vitale of Liv Sotheby's, real estate agent at Maria at mariasdenverhomes.com. And I want you to know that she can take care of all of your real estate needs from, get this, anywhere on the entire planet. That's right. Nowhere's too far for her to reach out and help you with all of your real estate needs. Her phone number is 720-366-5121. Again, that's Maria Vitale, real estate agent at Liv Sotheby's downtown Cherry Creek in Denver. Her email is maria@mariasdenverhomes.com. She's able to help you, and I can vouch for her that she's a good person, and she will definitely take care of you. So thank you very much, Maria, for sponsoring the Eden Assignment, and we'll see you all next time for another show.